Before we get into talking about all of the week's top stories here on News AF, I want to take a moment and thank one of our sponsors. Those are our friends over at Bowl and Branch. And now, while we might not agree on everything from our favorite TV show, certainly not if you watch the Survivor Know-It-Alls, we can all agree everybody could use a little more sleep, especially if you have kids like me and Danny and Tyson. Getting a great night's sleep is easier than ever thanks to the world's softest sheets, brought to you by Bowl and Branch. Everything that Bowl and Branch makes is designed with your comfort in mind, from their 100% organic cotton signature soft sheets to their cozy throws and their plush towels. Bowl and Branch products are designed with you and your family's comfort in mind, which is why they have thousands of five-star reviews. Their sheets are even loved by three U.S. presidents, and they say it's even three of the ones that everybody likes. With Bowl and Branch, you can feel good about your good night's sleep because people are at the heart of everything they do, from the farmers that grow the organic cotton to the people who sleep in their sheets at night. They want you to love your purchase, so they offer a no-risk 30-day trial and free shipping, but I doubt that you're going to want to send them back, because once you sleep on their sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else. So to get started right now, our listeners can get $50 off their first set of sheets at bowlandbranch.com. Promo code Rob. Go to bowl, B-O-L-L-A-N-D, branch, BRANCH.com today for $50 off your first set of sheets. That's bowl, B-O-L-L, and branch.com. Promo code Rob. Bowlandbranch.com. Promo code Rob. Hey, everybody. What's going on? Rob Cesternino back here to talk about all the week's top news stories going on for the week of April 16th, 2019, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual factual news.
Yes, here we are, and sorry we couldn't be live with you here today, that due to my travel schedule that we were not able to record a live edition
and my travel schedule
News AF today here on the show, where we talk about the news stories from the internet sent in by you, the listeners, and go over them with this panel. First, let me welcome a man whose dream in life, we just learned, was to at some point kick the windshield out of a school bus, the great Tyson Apostle.
Yeah, dude. First of all, you took all the blame for not being able to record live on Tuesday, but I'm also going to be
all my fault.
No, I'm going to be at Run It Up Reno, dude.
Oh, yes. Okay.
We got to hype that.
Hype it up.
Run It Up Reno.
Hype it up.
There'll be a Survivor watch party there, apparently. And I will be one of the hosts out of one.
Mm-hmm.
One of the hosts.
Are you doing the whole podcast? Are you doing the whole
There's not
Q&A?
A podcast.
Yeah.
I'm doing the Q&A, I think.
So you can be like Lucy Goosey.
Yeah.
People could go there and ask you anything they wanted off the record, and there would be no video or audio evidence.
100.
Wow. Okay. There you go.
And yeah, let's get back to that. Yeah, there's a little sign on school bus where it says, like, kick in this corner and the window will pop out in an emergency situation. I always wanted to karate kick that thing.
Is that the same on a Greyhound bus, Tyson?
I think people try on a Greyhound bus, but I think that those
plexiglass,
they actually weld the door shut
once the people
as
get on.
Everybody's on.
They like need a cutting kamikaze, torch when they get there.
Like a Japanese kamikaze pilot.
I think it's on the space shuttle, too. I think they need like outside assistance to get the door open when they land.
Yeah. So NASA definitely did design the Greyhound buses for everyone else's safety.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Of course, a man here with us to talk about. What is your dream, Danny?
Well, I mentioned earlier how I'd love to open the door on an airplane and see the thing come out.
He wants to open the hatch of an airplane. Danny Bryson.
In mid-flight or just like on the ground or just like...
Just on the ground. Just open the door. Just see that thing inflate. And then slide down it.
You want the raft, the slide thing to inflate.
Yeah. I've seen it happen. I saw a guy, there's a video going around of a guy who has just the inflatable compartment in a, like a box, and he sets it off, and it's super cool. So I'd love to see that in person.
Okay.
Big dreams.
All right.
Yeah. I think that, though, the feeling of popping that windshield out with your foot would feel...
Very satisfying.
Really satisfying.
Do you need like a steel toe boot?
No, I think you do like the sole of your foot, just like a flat kick, like if you were kicking somebody in the chest or something.
Okay. Do they have any like school buses in like a junkyard that you could?
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Listen to this.
Oh, I'm listening.
Let's get to the Sloth Terrarium, a bar where instead of throwing axes, there's school bus windshields and airplane doors. You can take turns with your friends popping open or kicking out while you're drinking beers.
You know, my favorite fear factor ever was when they would go drop the car into the pool and the people would have to escape. That's something I also always wanted to do, even though I'm kind of terrified of water. But I love that fear factor.
What would Danny do on fear factor?
Until the food came, I think I'd be okay.
Unless it was hot soup, then hot soup bar.
Other contestants are like, ugh! Ugh! Like, give me more. I'd make sure they're cream based.
Yeah, the creamier the better. And I want them lukewarm. Okay. I saw a fear factor that had swimming through a pipe.
Ooh, that'd be terrifying.
Riding a bicycle across a balance beam. And eating balut, a delicacy or a street food in the Philippines. I was like, that's everyday shit for me. I could have
You're swimming through pipes?
Yeah, how come
is that how you get out of your house?
On, the reality fear factor, Tyson.
Was there a reality fear factor?
Yeah.
Who was on it?
So it was very underrepresented by Survivor that Abby Maria was partners with Sierra Dawn Thomas, the recently engaged Sierra Dawn Thomas. Will she be Sierra Dawn Thomas Anglem? Do we know that yet?
I mean, we'll have to see if the wedding happens, but...
Okay. So that was one team. And then it was...
What about Sierra Danglum?
Okay. And then it was Beast Mode Cowboy, who was actually on Big Brother and is much more famous as a Big Brother person. And he was with his brother. Not even with another Survivor person.
Weird.
Yeah. And then he was with... And then the people from Big Brother were from the same season as Beast Mode Cowboy of Big Brother. And they were making it like, oh, it's Big Brother versus Survivor. Like, no, they were all on the same season of Big Brother together.
Who casted it?
Ludacris.
Ludacris casted it?
No, he was the host.
Oh, man. Oh. Rogan, you've got nothing.
Yeah.
You made Fear Factor.
All right. We got to get into the news. Don't get me worked up about last year's reality TV stunts. All right.
I was supposed to be on Candy Crush.
Yes. Tyson was still upset about that. He was in the mix. Yeah. And Joe Anglem and Kelly Wentworth were on it. And now they're back on Survivor.
Did they win?
Survivor? I don't know. The season isn't over yet.
Candy Crush.
They did.
That could have been. These players should have been
targeting them for winning Candy Crush.
Yeah. I think they won free in-app purchases.
That would be the most disappointing reward at the end of a show.
Okay. All right. So, of course, Sunday night was the big Game of Thrones premiere. Broke all sorts of records. Danny, Game of Thrones is hot right now.
Oh, it's been just through the roof. Everywhere I go, Game of Thrones this, Game of Thrones that.
Wait, I thought you had a different name for it.
Oh, Game of Bones.
Yeah.
Okay. So Game of Thrones is so hot right now that parents have started naming babies after Game of Thrones characters. How about that?
They just barely started naming them this year.
Naming them John. John was not a name in use before.
Well, there's a lot of weird spellings in. Yes.
John.
Yes. Okay.
J-A-W-N.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Babies with Game of Thrones connections are happening, Tyson.
Let's hear them.
Okay. Well, it looks like that the some of these names.
Elena.
Yeah, Olenna, not really a popular Game of Thrones character, but that name is up 71% in 2018.
I don't even know this other person.
Hilaria Sand.
Who is that?
Yeah, that's up 53%. So there's a...
Hilaria? Yeah,
Baby Center is the place that monitors all the baby names.
Hilaria sounds bad. Mm-hmm. Do you have pills for that? Malaria, Alaria, you're going to get it. Okay, let's hear it.
If your name rhymes with a disease, you're going to get it?
No. I mean, people at school, in elementary school, are going to figure that out sometime.
Yeah. Okay.
Unless maybe they're in a country where they don't call it malaria. They call it by a different name.
Is okay. Joffrey going through the roof?
No, Joffrey is not, has not moved the needle. But speaking of needle, Stark is up 9%. People are naming their baby Stark, Danny.
That's Iron Man. Yeah.
Oh, you think this is based on Tony Stark?
Yeah.
Well, this is off the 2018 numbers, even though Game of Thrones actually did not air in 2018.
All these names are a slow build.
Who would I rather name what Stark would I rather have my kid named after? It's definitely going to be Tony Stark.
Iron Man.
A bunch of depressing kids who are, the Stark family.
Waiting for winter. I haven't actually seen the show, but I'm assuming they're still waiting for winter.
No, it's here. It's here. We're in the stretch. Only five
full blast, full winter blast.
Full winter blast.
I wonder if the name Ramsay, though, has completely disappeared. Because there's never been a more evil character on TV.
Yeah. Here's some other ones that are trending up. Khaleesi, Danny. Yeah. Up 7% in 2018. Fine. Which means there were a lot of people naming babies Khaleesi prior to 2018 for it to be up 7%.
Yeah. I mean, Game of Thrones started how many years ago?
Well, the books came out.
In like 1996, right? The show started in 2011, I think.
Okay.
That's not a good name. I don't like that name. And I'm sorry if any listeners name their kid that. It's just a name, and that's just my opinion. But Khaleesi.
Okay.
I don't mind it. It's better than Alaria.
Okay. Also, Jorah is up 36%, and Tyrion is up 20%.
I'm okay with both of those. Jorah's kind of cool, I guess.
I mean,
is it?
Yeah.
Don't we kind of want to see how this plays out before you name your baby after? Like, I can understand some of the dead characters. Mm-hmm. It's like their story is over.
Like, all of a sudden, Jorah could just go on a
memorialize them.
Yeah, and Jorah could all of a sudden go on like a baby killing rampage, right? That totally soils his name. Mm-hmm. You just don't know in the Game of Thrones what's going to happen to that person you've named your kid after.
Right.
Yeah, that is true.
I mean,
we named our eldest Bergen, and then the Trolls movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a conversation we were going to have for sure, but we never did.
Not yet.
Bergen just understood it.
Yeah.
Those are bad guys, and they're called Bergens. My name is Bergen, but it's different. She gets it.
Also, naming your baby after any, TV character, I think in this Me Too era, any of these people could get taken down. I mean, imagine you named the baby.
Taken down or found out?
I mean, either one. I mean, imagine you named your baby after your favorite Kevin Spacey character.
Yeah. Or named him Kevin Spacey. Danny was on the fence about naming his eldest Kevin Spacey Bryson.
I was like, Kevin or Harvey. But I didn't go with either of those.
Yeah. So nobody has named their baby Night King yet.
What a shame.
That's just out there. That's
that's the raddest one so far. And I can't believe that that's not... Or maybe it's still...
Could you imagine at the christening or whatever? Baby Night King.
Christen the Night
King. Night King Gary Bryson. By the power invested in me, I bless you.
It sounds like you're like blessing the Antichrist.
Wow, sort of. All right. Let's talk about my favorite story of the week. And we love any time that a grown adult child is suing his parents for any reason. One of our favorite things to talk about, we've had where parents are trying to sue their kids to get them to leave. But a Michigan man is suing his parents for $86,000 in damages after his parents threw out his massive pornography collection valued in this article at $29,000, Danny.
When I read that, I'm like, did he take it to Christie's auction house? Like, how did he get this evaluation done on his pile?
That's some old vintage porn. Danny, you could just donate yours to him.
No, first off, the $29,000 valuation, I think that valuation might be on new pornography. I think that the used pornography, I think, has to take a bit of a beating, no pun intended.
Yeah, you got to look at the blue book on that, right?
Very blue book. Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff here. His dad, there's so much.
What's the mileage? What's the mileage on some of that pornography?
First of all, how old is he? Why does he have publication, printed media?
Yeah, which, I mean, if he has like first edition Playboy and stuff, that's probably worse stuff, right?
Right.
He had 12 Lectors, moving maybe? Boxes. 12 mm-hmm. moving boxes. 12. You know how much space that takes up? Full of movies.
What size moving boxes?
And two boxes of toys. It doesn't matter. The
toys,
moving box.
Sex toys or regular toys?
No, the special mm-hmm. toys.
Okay.
His dad said, I destroyed your porn for your own mental and emotional health.
Good.
And he said, I would have done the same if I had found a kilo of crack cocaine.
Tyson. Yes. Or actually, okay, well, let me ask Danny, because he's
more into the porn game, or what are you?
Let me ask you, this is more of a question for that you, if
fathers that, with sons.
Yeah, with a son. Danny, would you rather find your son with $28,000 worth of pornography or a kilo of crack cocaine?
What's worth more?
Neither of those. Both of those just make no. I don't. Can I? I don't want to ever $29,000. I don't want to answer that question.
Well, my question with both of them, is there an intent to distribute? Why do we need this much?
I just don't.
He's a collector.
I don't want to picture my sweet boys with either of those things.
Too late.
They're great kids.
Yeah.
Rob's also a father of sons.
Yes. Yes. I think I'd rather the cocaine.
I was leaning towards the cocaine as well, but I didn't want to say it, but yes.
Yeah. I feel like that the cocaine is like, he's kind of entrepreneurial.
And he's proactive, and it sounds like he's going to have a lot of energy to get things done.
Even that, you know, it's not like that he is, you know, a importer, exporter of the pornography. It seems like that he is hoarding all the pornography.
Yeah, this really does sound like an illness. 12 moving boxes.
Why didn't they do an episode of Hoarders on this guy?
Mm-hmm.
It was too much blur.
He's just
like, yeah, too depressing.
Pees himself and then just lays pornographic publications
on top. Okay, so he's got $29,000 worth of smut.
Mm-hmm.
But he's suing for $86,000.
Trolled Las Vegas Strip forever, getting free
flyers.
Free flyers.
It was 12 moving boxes of flyers.
Cannot
from Las
be
Vegas.
Replicated.
So now this is an interesting question. Okay, so what do you do that you come home one day, your parents have thrown out your $28,000 worth of pornography and sex toys? What is the next step? So this
go to the dump. No. If you're this guy, you're, no,
I
you're
think what
the
happens
dump.
This is what usually happens.
Okay.
And this is what I think a normal family would happen is you get home. Oh, your porn's all gone. It's gone. Okay. You know who took it, your parents. But let's just pretend like it never happened. And guess what? The parents are also going to do the same. So you just go to dinner that night, sit there and eat in silence. Couple days time, everybody just pretends like it was never even existed. Isn't that pretty standard?
Doesn't sound like that. Not in this case.
Well, that's because he sued. But I think if he just like went to dinner that night and was like, "What's for dinner, Mom?" And she's like, "Making German pancakes, just the way you like them, honey." Mm-hmm. He's like, "Oh, great. Is Dad going to be here?" And she's like, "Yeah, he's on his way home from the dump right now." Oh, cool. Okay.
Hurry, son. You better hustle upstairs and wash your hands.
Yeah, be sure to wash your hands before dinner, son. Okay. So this man contacted the Ottawa County Sheriff's Office, including that, I think the
he's Canadian.
No, it's Ottawa County. Not in Ottawa. He's in, Grand Rapids, Michigan. And, so he sent the one police officer 44 emails listing all of the movies that were destroyed.
Yeah, he's not an addict. He's not addicted for sure.
And he wrote in the emails, or he wrote to his parents in an email, you know, not a lot of communication going on. If you had a problem with my belongings, you should have stated that at the time and I would have gone elsewhere. Instead, you chose to keep quiet and behave vindictively. So he's claiming the moral high ground.
The parents should have handled this the time the first box showed up in the garage. Yes. 12 boxes later, approaching
him. What's this moving box labeled pornography? Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Box one is a good indication that a discussion needs to happen. Box five,
pornography.
Yeah, if you've reached box five, now you know he's got a problem.
We told you only 11 boxes of pornography are allowed in this house.
That's not even a baker's dozen.
Yes,
yeah.
I'd like to hear the follow up of this. I mean, hopefully this guy breaks this obvious addiction that he has.
I hope his counsel is the guy that
turns to cocaine.
Yeah. I mean,
the other guy that sued his parents.
And we're assuming that these are all DVDs. I'm thinking that maybe there's a lot of VHS here.
I'm going to tell you what, though, after this news broke, there's a lot of young adolescent man at the dumps digging through the rubbish. just young teenagers are out there.
This happened in 2016.
Still, though,
there's two groups of people searching around in dumps. The one guy who threw away 700,000 Bitcoin.
They're still
trying to find his hard drive. And then now this. And this is good because if this buried treasure, they're going to end up, you know how like every single city you move to, they're like, there's Spanish gold in them hills. And like everywhere you move, if there's a hill in sight, there's Spanish gold in it somewhere. And this is going to be one of those, like in the future, they're like, there's $28,000, mind you. That was in 2019 of pornography in them hills. Because the landfill is going to eventually be a hill that's covered up. And then treasure hunters, there'll be a discovery show about it and everything. In like 50 years, they're going to be like six super old dudes who bought the hill and are taking turns trying to drill into it to find the treasure. And... Dude, Discovery, are you listening to us?
Tyson's already writing shows for 50 years in the future.
In advance. That's how advanced I am.
Yeah. Also, the parties in question in this story are being kept anonymous, thankfully.
Well, the parents, I mean, to properly do this, according to Tyson, you should shame him by putting all the information.
The parents should for sure be like, I'm Mr. Smith, and this is my wife, Patty Smith, and our son is named... Elvis Smith.
Mm-hmm.
John Snow Smith.
John Snow Smith.
Tyrion Smith.
Yeah, Tyrion Smith. That'd be a great tie-in.
We named him before the show even started and the books were even created.
We think our son was named after... the character was named after our son.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Tyson.
What a twist that would be. Because Danny was just warning how you shouldn't name someone after a character when their storyline hasn't ended.
Mm-hmm.
But here... A character is created after a boy, Tyrion, and now all of a sudden this is happening to him.
Peter Dinklage is suing.
Yeah, his name has been besmirched.
I don't want to have my name associated with the porn.
To 12
hoarder.
Boxes.
Right. Okay. All right. Tyson, that this was a story I read and I thought of you instantly. There's a new hot trend going on.
Nope.
And it's called Rage
yes,
Yoga.
There is.
Rage yoga is happening.
Can I guess what it is?
Yes.
It's either just full-blown rage like a mosh pit where you're getting it all out, or it's nothing.
Tyson, this is the yoga you take prior to kicking out a bus window, just so you make sure you have the flexibility. You're able to channel the rage.
So at the bar we're creating, this is the 15 minutes.
Also, they have three locations.
Prelude.
Mm-hmm. Tyson, three locations.
Of rage so yoga? Where are they? Yeah. Name where they're at.
Two in Canada, Calgary and Edmonton, and one in Houston, Texas.
Okay. And explain the process. Rob?
Okay. So it is yoga sessions, which include breaks for beers and for dropping F-bombs. So what you do is you do the yoga and then swearing, yelling, and alcohol come in to then let out more frustration. And it's rage yoga and it's all the rage, Tyson.
So I think this is Broga, didn't take off, and they've just done a 180, and now they're going to Rage Yoga. They're just trying to find any yoga.
They got some investors off their initial story.
Yeah.
And this will be forgotten in less than a month's time.
Agreed.
Yeah. Okay. Rage yoga. It's all happening. And it takes place at a pub. At Dickens Pub.
Oh, gross.
Oh, that's really cool. That's really cool.
So sticky.
Let me see the hashtag rage.
I'm on their site right now, Tyson. Mm-hmm. The triumphant return of Rage Yoga's 6-week online programs.
Oh, it's an online program.
Well, it looks like, of course.
There's also a program if you want to teach Rage Yoga. Become a certified Rage Yoga instructor, Tyson.
It's not a trend. There's less than 1,000 hashtags on Instagram.
Tyson, do you want me to buy this program for you now or wait until your birthday?
Let me put Tyson's email in on here. So this is TysonApostle@hotmail.com.
Yep.
Tyson Apostle. Okay. All right. And then, yes, I want weekly newsletter.
Updates. Yes. Okay.
Right. Okay. Good.
Got it?
Got it.
Good. Can't wait to see those.
This 12 boxes of porn guy, he could use this as an outlet.
Yeah.
Rage Yoga.
Now, all right, let me tell you what you need to be a certified Rage Yoga instructor.
Probably
it's a 200-hour yoga training class.
I was going to just guess over 220,000 Instagram followers. You could be certified instantly.
Okay. And then it costs $500 Canadian with a $100 Canadian deposit. And then this is what you get. Rage yoga principles, philosophies, alternative teaching techniques, how to create an alternative practice. You'll become a certified badass rage yoga instructor. You'll receive a certificate and be listed as an official teacher on our website. You may also have potential opportunities where we work with us on projects like retreats, workshops, or online videos. Deposit is non-refundable. Now, is that the deposit on the beer or the course?
I don't know, but whatever it is, that's now what, $600? So they say $500 plus a $100 deposit. But if the $100 is non-refundable, that sounds like that's $600.
Hmm.
Whatever. Guys, don't do this. I mean, you're better off scouring the landfills throughout the country looking for boxes of expensive pornography.
It's already been purchased. I've already got my course to be starting.
200 hours. 200 hours of online training.
Rage yoga. It is here, and it's all the rage, Tyson.
Danny Rage is better than probably any of all of those guys combined.
Yeah, I'm not very flexible. But I still rage. I've got half of the course.
Yeah. He's got the rage part. You should be just the rage, like on the board of the rage side. And just be like, this is how you rage.
Okay. We've got a health story that you're not going to want to miss coming up.
Stay tuned.
But first, Danny, are you spending too much money on your car insurance?
I haven't even checked
in years. How do you know?
I have no idea what I'm paying.
that's like most people. And that's where our friends over at AIS come in, the auto insurance specialist, because they've got the smart quote technology to shop the rates of dozens of insurance companies in just a few seconds. Because that once you tell them all the information about your car, your driving history, the coverage you need, they can give you a rate that might be hundreds of dollars cheaper than what you're paying. And the big insurance companies, Tyson, are shaking in their boots because they're counting on the fact that you are a passenger on autopilot.
It's exactly what I am.
No, well,
not anymore.
Kick the door off the plane and jump out, because this autopilot is taking you to the place where you have no money and you could be saving a lot when you go to AIS. Go to AISinsurance.com/Rob. Let AIS use their smart quote technology to save you money on your car insurance. Don't make your next insurance payment until you check out your rates with AIS. Danny, they say that some people went through their insurance and then once they looked at their statement, realized that they were paying so much money, they could have been saving money with AIS, went right to Rage Yoga.
Oh, smart move. Well, that's one way to vent.
After they went to AISinsurance.com/Rob or called 1-800-777-4AIS. Don't make your next insurance payment until you check your rates with AIS. The easiest thing you can do today to save yourself some money. All right. Let's talk about this big health story going on. It has been reported that men with beards may carry more bacteria than dogs.
Yeah, the important word there is may. Sounds like nobody's done a study. They're just like, they could.
No, they examined the beards of 18 men and the necks of 30 dogs.
Okay.
But they didn't do like the butts of both.
Well, they're not comparing like the beard hair to butt hair on dogs.
We're comparing neck hair to neck hair.
Neck hair, yeah.
Because remember when your grandma would be like open mouth kissing her dog and you'd be like, gross. And she'd be like, a dog's mouth is cleaner than a human's mouth. I was like, I just watched that dog eat one whole log of poop. So I can pretty much guarantee that that is not true.
Send that dog to the glaciers.
Yeah, well, exactly, dude. We need more dogs to recycle those turds.
More hipsters.
Well, Tyson, that your grandma was taking less risks with kissing the dog than kissing your beard.
Okay.
Science has shown.
Hold on a second. Okay. So as the only bearded member of the panel, that Tyson, do you have a beard? I can't see. Hold on. Come close to the screen.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. No, Tyson does have a beard. I'm sorry. I stand corrected.
Very blonde. Okay. It's very blonde. Yes. Hard to see.
It's just Danny who doesn't.
Yes. Okay.
Or a mustache.
I think they're talking about some of these people with like these big, long, bushy beards, right,
yeah,
Tyson?
For sure.
That
for
hold
sure.
a lot of food and debris that comes down when they drink.
And usually a person who has a beard like that doesn't give a shit about what's in the beard, you know? Because that's part of having a beard like that is not caring.
Right, right.
So I think that's, that's not science. Yeah. That's just common sense.
I mean, you're in the shower all the time, Tyson. You're washing that thing. Mm-hmm. This is not the same as a dog, right?
Yeah, this is not the same as a dog, but like, let's say you got somebody who's like trying to grow like 13-inch dreadlocks on their face.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course there's going to be germs in there. And 13 or 14-inch beard, whatever it is, that's a lot longer than any dog's neck hair.
Right.
So now that's also askew. I think whoever set out
to do
this study.
Poking holes all over this research.
Yeah, whoever set out to do this study already had the outcome they wanted in mind.
Okay, so who funded this study? Who stands to gain by the beer?
Big Gillette. Dog Neck?
Gillette.
Oh, I thought it was Big Dog Neck.
No, Gillette.
Gillette.
I mean, they're trying to try and sell
more sense, yes.
razors as a sanitary tool.
Yeah, so... Yeah, they're calling it deadly bacteria could be carried in these beards.
Oh, dude, yeah, I hear of like people dying at hipster bars all the time.
If it was really deadly bacteria, there would at some point all humans had gross, huge beards.
Yeah,
you know,
where they're like all infants under the age of 4 have to wear a swim diaper to touch this beard. Remember that outbreak that happened like 5 years ago where you couldn't get close to a swim pool without getting diarrhea?
That's still going on.
Well, yeah, but they used to have science for it.
Mm. Yeah. And you think all those swimming pool problems were caused by men with beards releasing their toxins?
Yes.
Do
men with beards, with these big beards, do they need to wear a swim cap in public swimming pools this summer?
With a chin thing on it. Yeah, headgear.
One of those
swim cap.
No, one of those Chinese face kinis.
Face kini.
I think that's what they're called.
How do you fit the beard
Google
in there?
Well, you should, because it is kind of scary. It looks like a Jason mask.
Can I Google it?
So I think this study was done by a group of people who could not grow beards.
Or wives who hate beards.
Yes. Yes. True.
Okay. Or people that love dogs.
Or people that love dogs. Do you think Nicole was funded this study, or does she like your beard?
She is the one that insists that
Guys.
Oh, nice.
Guys, look up face kini. Look up face kini. I just did it.
Just do it.
It's not bad.
So you have to look up face kini and then your birthday?
No. You will appreciate the face kini.
Is it facekini.com?
No, just type in face kini. It's so terrifying. But that's what people with beards should wear at public swimming pools. Type it in.
Why are face kinis aren't weird? They're just like a wrestling mask from Mexico.
Yeah, but you're wearing them at the beach. Did you guys look these up?
Yes. Yes.
I've always been fascinated with face kinis.
Check this one out, dude.
Yeah. Oh.
It's built into the swimsuit.
Nice.
How does she even get into her swimsuit then?
Does she have a beard?
Oh, it's like a reverse. They're like a reverse hood on a hooded sweatshirt, but it's on your front with eye holes in it out, so you just pull it over this way.
If I was at a beach and I saw a group of people with face kinis, I would pack up my stuff and hustle my kids. I might even abandon my stuff and hustle my kids to the car. Oh, okay. I mean, some of these look like they're wearing masks made out of human skin.
All right, we'll see if we have any other face kini news this summer. All right, let's do a couple of quick stories. Florida man news of the week. Let's talk about Ben Padgett. He's a 32-year-old man in Naples, Florida.
Sounds normal so far.
Who was arrested at 3:30 in the afternoon on Saturday this week at his local Olive Garden.
Okay, so far so good.
When he was outside the Olive Garden shoving spaghetti in his mouth and harassing the customers. No, it's unclear how he got all of the pasta.
Okay, the real shame in this story is it sounds like he's one of those rare endless pasta card holders. And it sounds like he might lose his card. So this is a serious story.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it is. It is. I think there's a lottery to get it. And okay. I read something about this a long time ago, so people can correct me. But yeah, it is a real thing. And you can eat a grotesque amount of pasta, which
for free. You have like lifetime pasta eating or what is going on?
No, there's some rules to it, but you can eat a lot of pasta.
I mean, every time I go to Olive Garden, I see people I think could probably have those cards.
Yeah, they're a real thing. And this guy might have had his and they were kicking him out. Maybe he was eating too much. Mm-hmm. And so he grabbed a handful, took it to the parking lot because he really wasn't full yet.
Yeah.
And was just...
Some people are suspecting perhaps there could be drug use involved.
No,
perhaps
no.
The bath salts.
Flocka.
That doesn't sound right.
But typically, we don't see eating involved in these stories. Usually, it's
they eat, but it's like faces and
biting.
But faces.
He was shirtless and then just gorging on spaghetti.
He deserved to be arrested. That's unsightly. I don't want to see someone eating spaghetti with their hands.
Yeah.
I don't like that. That should be an offense all by itself. Yeah.
You don't think he was like, this is how the Italians do it. He's eating spaghetti. Mangia with his hands. You use these three fingers alike on the fork and stab in a twist.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. No.
Can I even do that? Is that?
No, you can't. You can't do that.
Ben Padgett was on a real tear in addition to eating the spaghetti shirtless outside of the Olive Garden. He was asking people for... money. He was also got into it with one of the people that worked at the Olive Garden, asking them if they had male or female genitalia.
If you're going to eat anything shirtless, spaghetti's a good thing to eat shirtless.
Right.
I'm just going to put that out there. That's a safe play on his part.
He had a job interview after.
Especially when consuming spaghetti with your hands.
Yeah. You want to pop your shirt and then have somebody put you in a giant... baby chair.
Yeah.
The tables, and then you can just go to town on it.
The police came and they gave him paper towels to clean.
Oh, that's very nice of them.
That is nice of them. Okay. They didn't have wet wipes.
I don't think that the police have that. They should have that in technology. The Florida police especially should be outfitted with wet wipes. Okay.
Yeah.
Tyson, how do you feel about goth Crocs?
I saw the picture of them and while they're not my cup of tea, I could definitely see how they would be some people's cup of tea.
Mm. Danny,
are they your cup of tea?
Okay, first of all, goth or into Crocs.
$240.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much. That's a hilarious joke.
Crocs.
They priced them perfect to be a hilarious joke. So when somebody's like, "Oh, cool, did you do that yourself?" But just by drilling like jogging spikes into the side of your Crocs. No, I paid $240 on Etsy.
Yeah, this is less of a thing.
Can you get this at Hot Topic, Danny?
Well, soon.
They wish.
Coming to Hot Top. Yeah, they're going to be mass producing this at Hot Top.
Yeah, this is the problem is he probably didn't get a patent on these. And now Hot Topic is stealing. Now you can buy goth croc accessories at Hot Topics and then soup up your own.
Mm. Okay.
Very cool.
Oh, well, actually, there's a picture of a guy, and maybe he's the one that makes these crocs, but he has a bunch
of
them. He's bathing in
them. He's the one who makes them.
Tyson, would the goth crocs, by the way, with it just for people listening on the podcast, because you can't see that. So they are your traditional crocs with metal spikes on them.
In black.
Would they help with kicking out the windshield in the school bus?
No. I don't think so, because the school bus, the whole idea behind kicking the windshield out of a school bus is keeping the windshield whole. And I think with you have these spikes and stuff, you might crack it or break it.
Do you think, though, you'd look a little more awesome kicking out a windshield with these?
Oh, 100% you'd look more awesome.
Then that's...
So I guess if you put the spikes in a place where they wouldn't interfere with just crushing... Mm-hmm. That school bus. I don't even know how the school bus windshield thing works. I've just seen the sign in the corner growing up and being like, I hope there comes a day.
So
I hope there comes a day.
After looking at these goth crocs, I've noticed one major flaw. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe people.
Too late. I already ordered you and Rob a pair.
That's fine. I can modify them. You're going to be kicking the living hell out of your ankles with those studs.
Oh, are they in the inner foot as well?
Yeah, it's on the inner foot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be a problem.
It's going to be a problem.
I think you'll be donating blood in public.
The good news is nobody's actually going to wear the goth crocs.
Wrong again.
Yeah.
Look at the comments on the Instagram. Yeah. People are loving them.
I bet you there's a bunch of people at Coachella right now wearing goth crocs.
Yeah,
that
dude.
Would be the place to wear them.
It would.
We would have seen pictures.
Jaden Smith has probably got a pair on right now.
Danny, do you have a story for the bolt hole today?
Yes, okay. I do.
All right, let's go and check out what's going on with Danny.
Yeah, but let's hurry up. We don't have a lot of time.
Okay, should we just skip the song this week?
Yep.
All right. Let's
okay.
go.
Hey, I'll give you guys your kicks. Let me just start talking about the story, knowing that you guys are all of a sudden going to play the song. Okay, here I am. I'm in the bolt hole. I'm about to start talking about a story I came across this week.
What's the story?
And I'm patiently just waiting for the music to come on.
Tell us what the story is.
Do you really feel like that we would do that?
I do. I feel like there is a song hanging over my head.
How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel a little anxious.
Okay.
Okay.
What else?
Is that okay? I am going to go into it. I'm going to give Rob his kicks. Although, to be honest, it's hard to concentrate without this song playing. All right. I'm really having a hard time.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong. A nocturnal.
Okay. Something we're gonna have to get used to in the future is the presence of robots and automated machines in our houses.
I've been watching a bunch of the Jetsons just to.
Yeah, so you understand. There's things that these devices do that we aren't familiar with. Their presence is still, it stands out, right?
You're talking about like a robot, like a vacuum?
Vacuum, or the other day, my Google thing just started talking out of nowhere.
Yeah. Sorry, I cannot understand your response.
I'm like, whoa, what?
I did not say anything to you. Who is listening?
So this story that came out, and I'm sure a lot of people have come across it, was about, it took place in Oregon. A woman came home and heard a rustling in her bathroom. Terrifying, right? Who's in there? What's going on? Is a man leaving an upper decker? I don't know if this is Florida, but anyway, she was terrified. So she called the police. Yeah, this is Oregon. So the police showed up. They got backup. They got canine. They've got guns. They creep into the room. They yell, through the bathroom door. Nothing happens. They can still hear the rustling. They draw their weapons. They open the bathroom door. It's a Roomba.
Mm.
It was the Roomba. It doesn't say if it was her Roomba, by the way. So
it'd be hard for somebody else's Roomba to get into your house.
I'm just saying, that's something to consider when you find someone else's robotic device in your home. But as it made me think about all the things, it'll take a while as we have more and more things in our houses to remember that we have a robot that can, an autonomous vehicle or an autonomous device in your house going around, I don't know, cleaning up spider webs or scrubbing your toilet or moving out your boxes of porn. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's going to take a while for us to feel comfortable with all of those things. But for now, the police are going to be called endlessly, I would imagine, especially when newbies get these devices, to the sound of intruders in their house, and it ends up just being their Roomba or their sex bot. Mm-hmm. Or
should we just have, you know, police Roombas just milling about on the street?
what to take care of potential Roomba issues?
Monitoring what's going on.
Like, so they're linked into all the other Roombas? Or what's their deal?
They're just going around on their, their path, looking around. So.
Now, San Francisco tried a Roomba-like police cop.
Okay.
And it got defiled. a lot of people pushed them over, wiped human feces on them. And
about a Roomba street cleaner?
Yeah, I see that. That doesn't run over a problem.
No, have it built like a pyramid so it's a jump from any direction.
Okay.
So, but anyway, this is just something to keep your eyes out and to remember when you get home. Like, I have an automation that turns on my light automatically when I get home. Mm-hmm. And the first couple times that happened, I will admit that I was concerned.
You have a Roomba, Danny?
No, I don't have a Roomba.
So what turned the light on?
Well, the motion detector turned the light on inside my kitchen.
Oh, my God.
So that's what I'm saying is that I had set the whole thing up, and the first couple of times it happened, I was like, who the hell just turned on the light?
Okay. Want me to tell you what I have?
What?
I have these motion sensor toilet lights that I just put on, and Bergen loves them.
Okay.
She's just going to assume, the toilet always flushes itself. She can go out and
The toilet doesn't flush here itself. You walk in the middle of the night, and a light. Oh, the bowl lights up instead of having to blind yourself by flipping the lights
seat,
of the bathroom.
The seat
on.
Lights up?
No, the inside the bowl, there's an LED that dips down into the bowl a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool. I'll send you guys a video. Follow my Instagram.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah.
Anyway, all right.
So you're saying beware of robots or just get used to them?
When you hear suspicious noises, go through the list of automated devices you have in your house before calling the police. Go down the list of, is it the Roomba? Is it the sex bot? Is it my motion detector?
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, my ice maker on my.
Oh, yeah.
Every night I'm like, what was that?
Someone smashing a window.
Yeah. Someone's smashing a window. They're smashing glasses in our
Night King.
In our. Yep. It's the Night King.
Okay.
All right.
Tyson, do we have any reviews?
We have reviews. And also, we didn't talk about the airline passenger,
we're running short on time.
We won't. Let's just do the review.
Yeah, basically, a flight attendant spilled a drink on the CEO of American Airlines, Nemesis.
Yeah, I know, and I love it. But the other one was the guy who was spraying passengers and then popped the door open and just jumped 10 feet down
My
to the
fantasy.
Tarmac.
Mm-hmm. Living the dream.
Yeah.
Living the dream. Exactly what Danny wanted to do.
Yeah. There's a reason why they don't even let you bring liquids on a flight. Not that we thought that you were going to spray other passengers in the face with liquids.
I don't want any unknown liquid sprayed in my face without my consent.
Yeah. I think that that was one of the rejected reality star Amazing Race contestants.
Oh, Amazing Race starts this week. I'm excited to see Rupert and what's his
your,
her
your
face?
Castmates, Rupert and Laura.
Rupert and Laura, yeah.
Yes.
That'll be great.
Tyson, the review. We're running out of time.
The best podcast ever, 5-star by Luke McDowell.
Cool name.
Yep. As a millennial, I have to say I love this podcast and I do have sex quite often. Nice humble brag, Luke. I wish my generation would listen to this great podcast to learn how much less sex.
Millennials don't have sex, as we talked about that.
Yeah.
To learn how much less sex they are having so they will stay off a Greyhound bus.
Yeah. Boy.
Mm-hmm. What Luke said.
Yeah.
Okay. No further comment.
Okay.
Thank you, Luke.
Thanks, Luke.
Yeah. Okay. Boy.
Oh, and I texted Rob about this.
Uh-oh.
Let me tell you, honorary millennial? No, you are an honorary millennial, but that wasn't it. Last week's episode, once the accolades of Colin Dryoff, who paid me $1 on Venmo and just said, great episode. Isn't that awesome?
Oh, yeah, thanks, that Colin. Is awesome.
Because you guys were cool. Like, oh, your forehead February joke isn't that funny. Mm-hmm. Colin loved it.
I didn't say it wasn't funny.
You
That's
thought it
not
was too
what I said.
Color.
But the poor kid with his furry head.
But when he's an adult, he's going to realize what a superpower he has.
No, he's not.
All right. All right. We got to wrap this up. Danny Bryson is on social media at Danny Bryson. Tyson is at Tyson Apostle. Go to Reno, Nevada, where you can see Tyson. He'll have some Q&A. And is anybody else going to be there that we know or no?
Not that I know of. I mean,
Tyson holding court.
I'm holding court. Yeah.
Okay.
Just I haven't played poker for a while because I kind of took a break after the Bahamas got burned out, and now I'm excited to return to the game.
Okay, Tyson, have some snacks at the great Cafe Milano for me
every day, all day.
Think of me. Okay.
Oh, you know I will. I'm going to be sending you picks.
Yeah, play some Keno for me. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys. Stop record.